Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 313 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. Episode 20, The Lost Galacta Buddies Part 2.
It aired October 22nd, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Ryuta Tasaki.
The man,
just like last time.
The myth, the legend. You know what? We should probably stop talking about Ryuta Tasaki. I feel like every episode he's done is maybe enough times already.
Yeah.
We can probably cool it. By we, I mean mostly me.
Also, while I have you here, let me ask you this.
Okay.
The last episode we watched.
Yes.
Was part one of this episode.
Uh-huh.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was directed by him.
It was.
Was it shot well?
It was.
Okay.
It
well,
was
good.
It was shot pretty well. The problem mostly was the pacing.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit on him, a little bit on whoever gets final cut on the editing. I don't know how. I would say it's usually the director in the studio, but it's Fox Kids non-union, so it's probably whoever, you know. But yeah, the directing was fine on it. It wasn't
okay.
You know, it wasn't anything magic, but it was good. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it.
If we can stop talking about Ryuta Tasaki long enough.
Just for like 2 seconds, if we can just stop talking about this really cool director, Ryuta Tasaki, for like 2 seconds. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs and started episode 13. The rest sucks. It's very not good.
Yeah.
But after 13, picks up.
It's pretty good.
I hope this episode is better than the last one.
Would it be too hard to do?
Yeah. I don't think last episode was the worst episode of the season by far. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, we have a whole segment for that.
Because we got to rank these two together, so I'm hoping this one elevates that one, and I don't know how we're going to tackle this.
Also,
so,
we should say now there were some changes in our schedule. So we just watched part one yesterday and not 5 days ago.
Yeah, there wasn't a 4-day gap between us, so I remember a lot more than I did last week.
So that'll help.
Let's go do that now.
Go Galactic!
And we just watched The Lost Galacta Buddies Part 2.
We did. Better.
Better, sure.
But not wonderful.
Good, maybe not.
Yeah, but better.
Yeah.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website, so it's heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a review, that would be great. It would help us out a bunch. Lots of people find the show. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, which we still need to record that last one. We're not going to be able to record it for at least another 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's holiday season.
Yeah, holidays. Number one, holidays. Number two, we work in retail, so this is just nightmare times.
Yeah.
Pretty much just all the time. I worked for 7 hours today, and I had a pretty easy day, all things considered, and I came home exhausted from it. So that's just where we live right now. Also, I'm getting close. I've been doing a lot of brainstorming. I'm going to talk to a couple people, including you, because I haven't even told you what Morphin Grid Hexagon is yet.
That's true.
But I have some ideas, so I'll be announcing that within, I don't know, by the end of the year, maybe in the new year. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't have a format. I have ideas, but no format. And that's really the tricky part, is figuring out how to convey this idea over. So I guess stay frosty. do you want? It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably Saturday.
It's the end of the week.
It's the
second
week.
Episode.
So do you want to just talk about this dang old episode now?
I do, yes.
Okay. We start off on the Blade Ship. And Scorp is there, and so is Deviant, and I did not remember Deviant's name for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't remember it last episode when we were talking about him.
Last episode, I was in a sleep-coated haze confusion for the whole time.
And this time, I couldn't remember it until a little later Kendrick says it, But she says it different.
Deviot.
She says deviate.
Deviate. Well, yes, if she's only read it.
I've never heard it spoken.
So Deviot, Scorp's like, can I trust you, Deviot? And he's like, oh, absolutely. I'm a very, my name is, devious is the root word of my name, but you can trust me. And Scorp's like, good enough. Why don't you go kill the Power Rangers? And he's like, got it. But first, let me summon up my monster, Fartichoke.
So it's not really Fartichoke.
I'm pretty sure he said Fartichoke.
Are you ready for the real name that I looked up on the Ranger Wiki and I'm pretty sure cannot be real, but it is?
Yep.
His name is Hartichoke. All one word, but it is the three words, hard to choke.
I'm pretty sure it's Fartichoke.
I like Fartichoke a lot more. However, this name literally is true. Because he has no neck.
He has no neck. Also, counterpoint to that, he is basically one big fart.
Yeah. He looks like if an artichoke was a gorilla.
Yeah.
But had like,
well, if an artichoke was a gorilla but also Knuckles the Echidna.
Yes. But with like
long fingers.
Long claw fingernails.
Finger claw nails. So he's like, Fartichoke, go get him. And he's like, yeah, I'll do that. I won't even have to get my hands dirty. And I don't know why he said that, because I was like, is his name Fartichoke? Is that what I just heard?
We could have been so lucky that his name was Fartichoke.
Hard to choke. That's the lamest thing.
That's the worst one we've come across in 320 episodes of Power Rangers.
I mean, Fish Face was pretty bad. But that was just very uninspired. This one is working so hard to do something that it just cannot pull off. So we go to the theme song. When we come back, Kendricks is, well, everybody's there except for Maya and Mike in the boys' apartment. And Kendricks is at a computer. I thought she was still trying to decipher it, but I guess she's just like looking at pictures and being like, I don't know. Kai cannot figure out why the Zords wouldn't fight these evil robot Zords. Is the, like, they treat it like such a revelation later. It's the biggest no duh moment, I think, since, wait, Tommy's the Green Ranger?
No, you mean the new kid in the green fishnets?
Yeah. No duh.
Who's also super good at fighting?
Who's super good at karate and all of a sudden turned evil? Who could it be?
I thought in the last episode they knew already.
It seemed too apparent.
Here's a picture of our Galactabeast. Yeah. And here's some more Galactabeasts. And now we are fighting Zords, of which our Galactabeasts have the ability to turn into.
Yep.
I wonder what we're fighting.
Yep. Also, they're the relative same size and shape.
Yeah. Which is how they figure it out. Kendricks runs it through a computer.
She gets on the deep web and she finds it.
She has to bootleg a picture of the carrier Zord because she's never seen it.
Yeah, she's got to unlock a dot onion
You're getting into some real deep web stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I've never even heard of a dot onion.
That's what websites are. They're like a website instead of like .com. It's like a dot onion.
Like the file of a website is a dot onion?
I don't think it's dot. I don't know anything about the deep web. I've only heard about it through podcasts. Through three very specific podcasts, you know, Radio On Demand.
Huh.
Oh, man, Black Tapes ended. I haven't heard of the last episode yet. I know what I'm doing tomorrow morning. Hot dog.
Just tell me how it ends. I can't listen to them again.
This season has been them back on their bullshit. Just doing
their stuff. They weren't going to stop.
My favorite part is that they like threw a couple things out the window and they didn't explain it. They're just like, yeah, I guess not, huh? And then other things are like, it's this thing. And I'm like, you're going to have to tell me what that thing is because I didn't re-listen to anything in the 9-month gap between seasons. Also, Rabbits season 2, they're doing a Kickstarter for it. How much money do you think they want?
Oh, like $50,000.
$50,000 to make an 8-episode podcast.
Here's the thing about them, okay? They are kickstarting this for $50,000.
Yep. And they're still going to have ads.
They have ad money and a Patreon.
Yeah.
That has like what, 10,000 or something on
it? The Patreon. Here's the thing. I don't wanna I mean, I guess you guys can tell the shape of this episode by the fact that we are not talking about the episode anymore. But those punk ass busters have at least two Patreons, one for Rabbits, one for Tannis. And I guess they're not allowed to use any of that Tannis money to make a new season of Rabbits.
I guess.
But also they have ads and they want $50,000 to make a pretty bad podcast that only I enjoy.
I don't even think I listened to the whole first episode. I was just like, oh, nope on this one.
It hit all the sweet spots of like, oh, that's bad. I love it. But it's also still very bad. And they want 50,000. Do you know how much money it takes to make this podcast?
How much did this equipment cost? That was a one-time fee.
A two-time fee. We've had to replace the
stands.
And the stands.
Collectively, it costs like $200.
We're looking at $250 max.
over the course of 3 years.
Yeah. going close to four. But here's the thing. Each individual episode costs us $0 to produce.
Yep.
And they already have all those garbage sound effects saved. What else could they be paying for? It's not good writers. Anyway.
Voices?
I don't know. The Pacific Northwest stories.
I think our stance is pretty clear.
Anyway, back to Power Rangers. Sorry about that 45-minute aside. Damon is like, hey, guys, I did the math. And he holds up a sheet full of math. And he's like,
it's just numbers and lines. I don't know if it's actually anything.
It's definitely not real math. That's for sure. But it's like, you know, it's movie math. And he's like, I did the math. And if we put the three lasers together, it's way cooler than just one.
Damon's plan is cross the streams.
Yes. Damon, I don't know if you've ever seen Ghostbusters, but that's bad.
It worked.
Well, it worked. Because they shot it into another dimension.
Well, that's true.
They destroyed that other dimension.
Fair point.
Well, no, I guess they shot...
They shot Gozer.
The Marshmallow Man, who was Gozer, but in the form of the Shape of Marshmallow.
Right.
I guess I gotta watch it again.
We gotta watch it again to figure it out.
Oh, rats. So Leo's like, or, better idea, my plan. What if I'm the hero and I just... what if I just juice my bike up and then turn it into a missile?
Yeah, he's like, what if we charge one cycle into overdrive?
What if we crank this boy? What if we overclock our...
No, charging into overdrive. What if I'm Tommy now? It's basically what Leo says.
Leo, a lot of people have tried to be Tommy, and it never works out for them. No. It worked out pretty great for Tommy, but nobody else.
But even toward the end, Tommy couldn't really pull it off
anymore. Tommy's not sustainable.
Bought his own stuff.
Yeah, man. That's the trick. You gotta stay humble. So he's like, yeah, that's very dangerous. Better do it. And they run off. And Kendrick's like, wait, I'm gonna go back to the lab. I gotta translate this book.
And then Leo just, like, puts a hand on her shoulder and is like, I thought you might.
I thought you would, you giant nerd.
What is that?
There's a lot. Over the last couple episodes, there's been a lot of, like, they're trying to set. I don't know if they're trying to set it up or if, like, someone is trying to set it up. And so they keep pushing pieces into place. But nobody else knows what they're trying to do. So it doesn't land. I feel like they're trying to make, like, a love square.
Okay.
So there's like Mike and Leo on two ends, and they each connect to both Maya and Kendrick's.
Yeah.
And
but they didn't tell anybody that they were doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but nobody knows. Because their keys they try to be like, oh look, Leo and Kendrick's, but they're also like, oh look, Leo and Maya. But then they're like, oh look, Mike and Kendrick's. Oh look, Mike and Maya. And it's like, well, what do you want?
We want it all. We want it now.
Well, you can't have it all, and you can't have it now. So we cut to Fartichoke, and he's on a roof somewhere, and he's like, yes, Zeke, the carrier Zord.
It's Zenith.
It's Zenith, but I heard Zeke the first time, yep. So he's Zeke forever. Congratulations. He's like, Zeke, do it. And so Zeke's like, doing it. And then he lets out. That was a reference to Christmas Bounty.
It was just for me. He lets out like 7 Zords and then they turn into 2. Did I imagine that?
I have literally no memories of this. So.
I swear to God, it's a bunch of like smaller Zords and they come together into 2 Megazords, but they never talk about that. And I feel like I'm crazy.
I think you might be crazy.
I'll just assume I'm crazy.
If anyone watched the episode, I'm not watching it again.
I'm not going to look.
If anybody watched
the episode, I'd rather be crazy.
Let us know. Or if anybody wants to watch it again to confirm, let us know.
I wonder now, though, if it is a shot of 7 Zords, if it's just like stock footage of all of them coming out of it from later in the Sentai.
I don't think so, because they wouldn't merge
it's silhouetted.
Yeah.
So maybe they merge into different Zords and Saban's like, kids won't know.
No, here's Stroganoff and Centaurus.
Oh, we got their names backwards last time. Stroganoff is the blue one and Centaurus is the red one. Here's how I know that. Because I looked up Hard to Choke's name.
I hate him.
It had them on here too. So the Galactabeast, Strataforce, is the Phoenix, which was the blue one.
Right.
And then Centaurus was the rhino, which is the red one.
Well, here's the problem with that.
They got it wrong last episode.
And this episode. Because at the end, they're like, this is Centaurus. This is I've already forgot. Strataforce. Okay.
I will definitely put the blame on the wiki on this one and that they are wrong.
Well, Strataforce, those names make more sense the way the wiki has them. But they definitely were like, the red one is on screen. They're like, Stroganoff. And then the blue one, they're like, and Centaurus. And then Zeke. And Zeke was fine on his own. So, I don't know who to believe.
Choose your own adventure on
this one, guys. Yeah. Figure it out. Maybe we'll be talking about one. Maybe we'll be talking about the other. It's a mystery to everybody.
We'll just call them Phoenix and Rhino so that there's no...
I like those names better. anyway... So we cut to Maya, who is talking to the Zords. She's like, why won't you help? And they're like, why? I don't know.
And I guess they growl at her in a way that she can't understand this time.
Yeah, she can't get it this time. Maybe they get interrupted because this is when the bad Zords show up. And they do a blast. And they blast all over the place.
Yeah, Divatot? Is that his name? He's like a baby Divatot.
Yeah. Ranger babies!
Deviant tells them to destroy the Terra Venture.
The Terra Venture. Oh, Deviant is someone's uncle who doesn't know what like video game systems are.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the Xbox? this is my Nintendo Switch. That's a pretty cool DX box you have there. We cut to Mike, who's given some orders about like batting the hatches and manning your stations. Keep your head on a swivel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And just watch it on the screens, because I don't really think you can do anything from in the command tower.
He definitely tells like some people, like I think the guard, like the army that they have on there, to like mobilize somewhere. Not 100% sure on that. But Kendrick sneaks by and gets into the lab to get to work, and she sees the book and is like, oh, all right, and starts... doing something.
Just looking at the same page in the book. That's like, obviously like, hey, look at this thing.
If you took a book that was written 100% in Chinese and handed it to me and said, here you go, translate it. I couldn't.
No.
No amount of looking at it would give me any context for it. If you gave me a book of Japanese, it's like, here, translate this. I would get maybe 0.1% of it translated because I know what a couple of the basic idiot baby symbols mean.
Right.
The ones that nobody uses because they know the other ones, the real ones.
You know, the preschool just learning letters.
Like, you know, when you're like a little kid and they're like, these are the sounds, these are the colors. Like, that's what I know of Japanese. And I haven't done it in so long that I might not even know it anymore. So.
But also, this one page is the picture of all of the Galactabeast together with the line separating the 3 new ones. And she just, it takes her way too long to figure it out. Like, and she's the smart one.
Yeah, it's so obvious that I don't know.
It's like, so obvious I did not know that they did not know.
It's crazy. Well, like, I was trying to think during this. Was like, when I was a kid, was I confused? Was I following along with them? Like, and I was also like, oh, it's the Zords of the Galactic Buddies. I don't think so.
I think as soon as they show a picture of three new Galactabeasts and some new robots show up, you put two and two together.
Well, they didn't. So then we cut to the boys. They are back in town. They are driving their bikes. They're biking over. And they are trying to get to a roof somewhere. And Damon gets knocked off his bike. And the original plan of put three lasers together was already out, but now it's just not even an option.
Yeah.
Because Daniel's been knocked up. He's like, no, go. I'll stay here and fight these ones. So he fights some buggies. Kai and Leo take off. Cut to back to the Kendricks. Mike comes in. Mike's like, where is everybody? And she says, they're on their bikes.
They're on the power cycles.
They're biking. And he's like, I thought so. I thought you would say that.
That tells Mike nothing of where they are.
Yeah. It's like, cool, I know what they're on.
That's like if you ask somebody, oh, where's Josh? He's in his car.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, great.
Right. Cool. So we cut back to the center of town, the city part of Terra Venture, the city dome, I guess.
Sure.
The streets. And Maya is there. The mean streets of Terra Venture. Maya's there. She's like, I don't know, loitering. She's like running around.
The Galactic Beast is also there with her because she looks up at it and it growls and she like.
In the city?
Yeah, because she like affirms and then runs away.
I think she sees Leo and Kai and is like, oh, they're doing a plan. I better covertly help them.
Right.
I don't know. Later on, I think it makes sense that she's, like, sneaking around, but I don't think that's ever conveyed. which, again, is just, like, kind of how they do. So then the Zords show up, and they start fighting the evil Zords.
Well, they're just, like, standing in front of the city skyline.
They are in Galactic Buddy mode.
They are not fighting. They are just getting shot at.
Yeah, they get shot at a lot. Kai sees a bunch of buggies, like there's like six buggies. He's like, I'm gonna clear the way, you gotta go through, it's all on you now. And so he shoots like a fireball and drives through it.
He is fine.
Yeah.
he drives through them and shoots lasers at them, and the buggies jump out of the way and presumably die.
Yeah.
And then when Kai gets to the end of the line, he just falls off his bike and he's like, I can't go on.
He just literally can't even anymore.
I don't want to, Leo. You do it.
He's like, oh, I'm way too Kai right now. I'm just super duper 100% Kai and I can't. Then we come back to the Galactic Buddies just getting shot the heck up. A lot.
Yep.
Like a lot. Then we see some sneaky buggies looking like around a corner. And they're like, oh, he's coming. And these like baseball, like steel second, like hand symbols.
And so their hands are like pinchers.
Yeah. So they only have like two things they can do. But then Leo comes around the corner and they throw up this like lightning net and it catches him for a second. But then Mike and Maya show up.
Yeah.
And
Mike cuts it with his Magna sword.
Yeah. And I think this is what Maya was doing, being like, oh, I'm going to like not alert him to my presence, but like sneak around and help him.
Right.
So if someone else is trying to be sneakier than him.
If someone gets the drop on him, I can get the drop on them.
Which is cool. But also, like, again, it's like, oh, Mike and Maya, again, fighting alongside each other. Like, what are you hinting at? Are you trying to do something here? Make your intentions at least a little clear. So then we cut back to Kendricks. And she has hacked the book. She went on the deep web. She got the payload. She dropped a dot onion.
She got pictures of the robots they're fighting and the carrier zord somehow. And she has overlaid them.
She imported them into Photoshop.
She put them over the ripped page of the new three Galactic Buddies.
Yep.
And the computer scans it and puts a big equal sign up on the screen. Got them.
It's like, here it is. That's them. The red, blue, and shark are the red, blue, and shark.
Good job.
Equal sign. Also,
and it's treated like such a eureka moment.
It is like I said, this is the biggest no duh moment because like we were both watching it like, and like of course, like what are you trying to do? But nope, it is like a to Kendrick's. Also, the equal sign popped up, and my first thought was, why is Zio Yellow's face thing on here?
Oh, you're in deep.
Because I'm a big fucking nerd, I guess. I've been watching O-Ranger, so, like, I'm getting more Zio in.
Yeah.
O-Ranger is raw.
Yeah?
Yeah. Episode 4. Remember how in episode 4 of Zio, they, like, fly at the sun? They get shot out to the sun, and they almost die that way. And it was, like, pretty raw. In episode 4 of O-Ranger, there's, like, a machine piranha, but he's a werewolf. And that when he bites you, you turn into the machine piranha when you look at fire. And so a guy gets turned into that, and he tries to shoot himself in the head with a gun to stop it happening on what is ostensibly a children's program.
Okay.
It's bonkers.
Weird how just a ocean between you could make so much difference.
Just a world of difference. So anyway, after she hacks the book and the stunning revelation that the lost Galactic Buddies are in fact the three Zords that look like them. Whoa.
Well, you guys were sitting down.
We cut back to
it's
Leo.
Buck wild here on Lost Galaxy.
We cut back to Leo, who's driving up a very crappy parking garage. Like, this is like a parking garage in downtown Austin that's just, like, seen better days. And they built that on their futuristic space colony.
Oh, yeah. Like, it feels like home.
They don't have regular cupboards. Like, they have DeLorean-style cupboards in their apartments.
Yeah, their beds are cabinets.
Yeah, but they did build a grimy parking garage for Leo to drive up. He gets to the top, and Kendrick's teleported in.
Yeah, she sees him from, like, a level down or something.
I don't know.
Because she looks up and sees him revving his engine and charging into overdrive.
Yeah.
So he goes because he's going to do his plan.
Yeah.
Which is alluded to, but again, never actually conveyed or spoken that he will die doing it. Because they have, like, a visual when he's giving his idea of, like, we'll supercharge a bike and launch it into them, and it's showing Lost Galaxy Red charging up a bike and launching into them, and he never jumps off the bike.
He never gets off. He just also glows, and it looks like he is trying to explode as well.
Yeah, and then the bike does explode. He is on it.
Yeah.
So,
he gong.
He's dead.
Kendrick tries to stop Leo, and she does a classic Cat Hillard move, which is jump in the way of your friend and do something. But she does not have the presence of Cat Hillard, so he hits her with his motorcycle.
He does stop, but not before he goes
not
through
soon
her.
Soon enough. She lands, and he runs over and says, like, oh my god, Kendrick, are you okay? And then Damon and Kai pull up. This is very important. From the side of the roof, they did not have a way up. They drove in the side that he was about to jump off.
Yes.
Where they come from.
They went around.
Did they hit another jump on a different building and land on this one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll accept it. So she tells them about the Zords, and he's like, oh my god! And then...
I hate these idiots.
They're so stupid.
They're so dumb!
They're so dumb. Like, Power Rangers are dumb, right? Like,
that's kind of the point.
Single one of them is even Billy, who can, like, make incredible things, is also an idiot.
Well, yeah, because they're teenagers. They're hard-headed teenagers.
They're teenagers. This is a show for babies, so you can't be so smart that babies won't figure it out, you know? Like, it's a fine line to walk. I get that. But, like, they're so stupid. Like, it's just shapes and colors. That's baby school stuff. Like, get these Rangers a Baby Einstein video so they can so they can get some color association. So Mike walkie-talkies them. He's like, hey, I found the remote. And he's like, all right, awesome. We'll meet there. And it's on another roof with Deviant just like going to town on that ball. and Fartichoke is right behind him. I don't know when Deviant showed up or what Fartichoke's point is.
The point is they have footage of him in a giant fight with the Zords.
Yeah.
And so they needed to put him in.
Yeah.
And they gave him a worse name in Power Rangers history when they did that.
Wow, what an impressive thing to do though, huh? You think Pudgy Pig is like around the caliber of like a pretty like bad name?
That's a dumb name. It's, like, I understand I have a weird attachment to it.
Well, I mean, I love Pudgy Pig. Yeah. And I love the name Pudgy Pig, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't convey anything about the monster. But it works.
Yeah.
That's the trick. It has to work.
No one even tries to choke him once.
No. Also, his name, he's just Fartichoke. You might as well just be a Fartichoke. So they are all right, guys, get ready for the bad guys to turn into some big old idiots. If you thought the Power Rangers were dumb, hold
you
on
ain't
to your
seen
butts.
Nothing yet.
So they face off with Deviant, Fartichoke, and some buggies. I guess there's not a fight yet, but they're like about to, and Deviant's like, oh, you figured it out, huh? Yeah, they were the Rhino, the Phoenix, and the Shark Zord, and they got lost somehow. They were lost.
They were in a asteroid belt.
They were just floating in space.
Yeah.
And so he, like, hijacked them and turned them into robots and made them evil. And they're like, how dare you? And he's like, yep, time for a fight. So there's a big fight. But first, now, okay, again, this remote control controls the Zords. Very important device. Yes. Deviant has it. So what Deviant does is teleport away. But first, he gives it to Fartichoke and says, here.
Give this to the Power Rangers.
You ruined this. This is on you now.
Just take it with you.
Just go to, you can go to another roof somewhere. There's a lot of them. And you can just sit on that one while the Rangers have to fight down here.
Because while Fartichoke is fighting them, even if he has the remote, he's not using it. He's fighting Power Rangers.
And also, like, they don't need it because they're still fighting. Like, the Zords are still doing
they're
stuff.
They're, like, mind controlled.
Yeah.
Or brainwashed is, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
So, like, they don't need the remote just, like, makes the brainwashing stick. But also, if it breaks, it doesn't, because a Fartichoke spikes it and it explodes. They're like, oh, well, we can't get that back, but we can still beat you. And they do the lights and they kill him. It's like 2 seconds. And he grows. And Leo says, looks like our problem just got a lot bigger. Leo, you could have used that 20 episodes ago.
He says that. Okay.
Well,
so
14.
They go into power-up mode and they blast through him and he falls down.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Leo who's like, our problems just got bigger. And then it goes to the monster growing. So Leo is now, he can see the Matrix code.
Yeah, he knows. he's done this enough times that he knows that, oh, we just killed it. There's a pretty good chance it's just going to grow. Sometimes they stay dead if we're running low on time. But yeah, we got plenty of time left in the episode.
Not Fartichoke, though. He's a top-class monster. Yep.
So he gets big. And we cut back to the fight between the Zords and the Galactic Buddies. And the first thing that happens when we cut back is Stroganoff just straight up kicks the wolf in the face.
Yeah.
Just boots it
right
in the head.
Right under the chin.
It's rough. They're like, we got to do something. So they hop on the Galactic Buddies and transform. I don't know why. And I guess it's that the Galactic Buddies were like, we understand what we have to do now. But because they can't talk, they can't say that.
Right.
But there's nothing like, there's no real reason given to why now they'll fight him.
But they still don't. They fight Fartichoke, but they don't attack other two.
That's true. Well, there's that. There's a big standoff. Leo tries pleading with him. He's like, no, remember who you are. You're the Lost Galactic Buddies. And they're like, no, I'm a Decepticon.
So the fight starts at sunset. And then so now the Megazord and the Taurozord are getting lit up and beat on. And then suddenly it's nighttime. So they've been being beaten up for hours.
For hours. And this is the important part. Somebody ran out of energy. It won't come up again. And I don't know who.
Yeah, Kendrick just says, he's out of energy.
No idea what that means.
And then it cuts kind of to the Torazord, but not really.
Torazord's like, fine, mostly. He's no, I down. Guess Torazord doesn't come back in the fight.
He was just getting stomped on by a rhino.
So then Leo's like, no, your original spirits are still inside of you. And Fartichoke shoots them with lightning. They fall down. And he's like, now the Zords are going to kill you. And the Zords are like, no, he's right. We remember now.
It took 7 hours, but finally they got through to us.
We just had to punch them for a while until it stuck. So they change their faces. They just like wave their hand over it. And they go from Decepticon mode to Autobot mode. And that's literally what happens.
It's not just like their eyes change. It's structurally, how would you say that word? The structure of their mechanical faces
speaking.
Changes. And I don't really know that that is a possible thing.
No, I mean,
for
a
robot's metal head to just completely change its shape. Unless it's nanobots. It's made out of nanobots.
I don't think it is. But these robots are 10 feet tall. That's a lot of metal you got to move around just to make your face not look evil.
It's like that Michael Jackson black or white video where people just are transforming into each other.
It's kind of
like that, but if it was like a real bad version.
But a very bad version of robots. So they do their finishers on Fartichoke, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what Rhino's finisher is. I know the other one has a Boomer Kawanger.
Yeah, he punched him a lot.
Maybe he just... Oh, he did light him up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pull out some red puncher stuff. Oh, that's pretty good. This is when I realized that these are just Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee.
Yeah, because Rhino was punching a lot, and then Kawanger, Phoenix, jumps off of his shoulder and does like a bicycle kick.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, I get which Pokemon you are. I'm cool with this. Then Zeke shows up and does a classic Titanus move of shoot him 100 times, but doesn't kill him. Rangers do power-up mode in the Zords, and man, do I hate that name.
It's
so
stupid. At least this time, they are powering up. The power-up mode is not the name of an attack, which is even stupider.
That's so bad. It's just so bad. So then they kill Fartichoke because it's 3-on-1 now. And we cut to a warehouse where Devia is throwing a hissy fit. And he's like, ah, Scorp will never trust me now. I should probably kill him.
Yeah, he'll never give me that sweet cocoon juice.
I just want to get in that cocoon. Want to get up in there, turn into a beautiful butterfly.
But yeah, he's like, oh, he'll never let me in unless I just murder him.
Aha.
So that's my plan now, kill him.
So
are we to believe that Devia is, like, very the new
powerful.
Treacheron? Like,
well, he said something about being a general earlier in the episode.
Okay.
Like, I will be your new general and I am loyal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Man, I really wish Treacheron stuck around for the good episodes.
Right?
Because he was awesome.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Deviant's not in any more footage in this. We don't need him here.
No.
He was in last episodes, but see how that turned out. He just isn't in anymore. Then we cut back to the Jungle Dome, I think. And Damon, Maya, and Leo, the people who aren't in command, have like a little meet and greet with the new Zords.
Except it's just the regular five.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, it's so great that you all are back together, you know, the five of you that were never separated.
Maya's like, oh, you must be so happy. And Leo's like, I can relate. And he says it exactly like that.
Yep.
And it's a pretty bad line read. Then we come back to command where everybody else is, and Commander is there, and he's talking about how they are 14 light years. So in 2 episodes, they've gone 9 light years away.
Man, they really cranked up the thrust.
They were like, hey, we have all this extra juice just laying around. Oh, let's just crank it. Just nos this sucker. And he basically says, we got to do our mission even more now.
Well, yeah, he said we're so far away, we could not ever go back to Earth even if we tried.
No way to do it. Literally no way.
So we can go forward, I guess, infinite light years until we find a new world.
Yeah.
Any one of them.
Anyone that we can breathe on, that we can probably kill all the locals.
But when you find it, how do you tell Earth where it is? You're so far away.
You put a message in a bottle
You just push it into space.
Push it into space. There's no friction, so eventually you'll get to Earth. Or you Skype
If it's traveling at the speed of light, it's going to take minimum 14 years from where they are.
Yep. Then that bottle's not going that fast. I'll tell you that for free. Maybe they just like send like a data packet out that's like, hey, it's here. And they're like, cool, we'll see you in 7 months, I guess, at best. We got to build another Terra Venture to get there.
This whole plan just does not seem thought out.
No. And then he's literally just like, got to do the mission better because we have no other choice.
What if Earth, what happened is they were just like, man, we're getting kind of crowded. What if we just load a bunch of people on spaceship and shoot them out until they can't come back? Free up some space down here.
We'll tell them it's for a reason.
Yeah.
But we have no intention of meeting up with them
later. Hope they find a new world. They can live on that one. We just need some space down here.
It's not a terrible plan. But that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, Josh, mm-hmm. I started.
Oh, yeah, you did.
What's the best?
I don't know that there is a best.
I don't know that there is a best either. Oh, you know what my best is, actually? I do have a best. It is the brief moment when we see the Galactabuddy versions of the new Zords floating through space. That, like, Sentai footage was very cool.
That was pretty cool. I wish we could have got more of that stuff instead of just, like, I freed them from the rocks and brainwashed them to be evil.
I freed them from the rocks, turned them into robots somehow.
Right.
Did he have the trans daggers then? Because he said it was a long time ago.
Ah, who knows?
I don't care.
They don't know.
They play so fast and lose
They don't
time.
Know. How can we?
So yeah, that was my best. Was that yours?
Yeah, now.
What a stunning recommendation for this episode, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm falling asleep a little bit.
We're almost there.
We're almost there. What's the worst?
The stunning revelation.
Absolutely the worst. It's so
stupid.
It's so stupid. It's
so stupid.
Like you said, it's so dumb that neither of us realized that was a reveal because we just thought that they got it already.
Yeah.
Because it's so obvious.
How did they not know?
Plot.
You don't have to translate a friggin' alien language to find out that these three shapes are the same as these three shapes.
It's pretty bad. Who's the MVP?
I don't know. Mike?
I don't think it's Mike. He didn't really do anything. I think Kendrick's? Because,
I mean, I guess in the context of the episode, because
she figured out the big reveal. She was the one doing a lot of like the grunt work to like get the plot moving.
Right.
So I think I'm going to give it to her because who are our other options? Leo, who wants to be the coolest. Damon, who didn't do a lot. Kai, who died for no reason.
Kai, who rode a motorcycle too hard and decided it was nap time.
Or Maya, who talked to the Galactabuddies but couldn't understand them
She talked to them, but she didn't listen.
Yeah. So I think it's got to be Kendrick's.
It has to be Kendrick's.
And that's it for us for this week. We'll see you on Monday for
Heir to the Throne.
Oh. The little picture on Netflix was Drakina walking into a Wild West bar on Onyx, the evil planet from last year.
Where all the bad guys just play poker and fight.
I'm super excited to see what happens next week. But that's Monday. Until then,
may the power protect you.
Go.
What do they say?
Galactic.
I got it. Do
every
it.
Time with you.
Not every time.
90% of the time with you.
Accurate. Well, look, they only say it in...
They've only said it five times
One out of four episodes.